You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, January 11, 2022. Closer to Home, Part 2. Gibson and USD open a new avenue for Alberta bitumen to the Gulf Coast. Published by Martin King. With Alberta's bitumen production rising to record levels of late, finding more ways to export this molasses-like heavy oil has become more important than ever. In early 2020, Gibson Energy and U.S. Development Group embarked on the construction of a diluent recovery unit in Hardisty, Alberta, to greatly reduce the need for diluent and retain more of it for reuse. With the unit's commercial startup at the end of 2021, another unique pathway for transporting Canadian bitumen to the U.S. Gulf Coast, and possibly, overseas markets, has become a reality. In today's RBN blog, we provide an update on this venture and discuss where it might lead next. The production of bitumen in Alberta's vast oil sands continues to increase. Shipping all of that high viscosity material requires blending with diluent, an extra light hydrocarbon, with a resulting mix shipped in pipelines, usually referred to as dilbit, or transported in rail cars, called railbit. With Alberta's production of bitumen reaching a record high of just over 2 million barrels per day in November 2021, demand for diluent simply keeps rising and there never seems to be enough of the stuff. In Part 1, which we posted just over a year ago, we took a closer look at diluent and concluded that demand for it was going to rebound off 2020 COVID lows of about 550,000 barrels per day to more than 800,000 barrels per day by the end of 2021. As bitumen production recovered along with oil prices and oil demand. With Western Canada's native supply of diluent in the form of field condensate and pentanes plus natural gasoline only in the 400,000 barrels per day range and expected to grow only modestly, increasing volumes of imported diluent were going to be needed. U.S. exports of diluent to Canada are shipped north on the Pembina Pipeline's own Cochin Pipeline and the Enbridge-owned Southern Lights Pipeline, both of which originate in the Chicago area. Upon arrival in Alberta, these imports are added to local diluent supplies and then shipped on separate pipelines to the oil sands for blending with bitumen. In that same blog, we considered a new project that had been sanctioned in February 2020 as a means to retain more diluent in Alberta. The project, a 50-50 joint venture between Calgary, Alberta-based Gibson Energy and Houston-based U.S. Development Group, through its wholly owned Canadian affiliate, USD, involved the construction of a diluent recovery unit, or DRU, just outside of Hardisty, a major transfer hub for dilbit pipelined in from the oil sands in northeastern Alberta. The dilbit would be provided by anchor supplier ConocoPhillips at a rate of 50,000 barrels per day from that company's share of oil sands production, primarily from its Surmont site. Most of the diluent would then be stripped out by the DRU and pipelined back to the oil sands. The resulting bitumen, referred to as drubit by Gibson USD, is a proprietary form of concentrated bitumen that can then be shipped in insulated rail cars to the Gulf Coast. Construction of the project began in April 2020 and, according to a Gibson announcement, achieved full commercial operations in December 2021. Before we dive into the details of the DRU and drubit, let's first take a few moments to consider Gibson Energy and USD. Gibson is a longtime midstream player and one of the largest independent oil storage operators in Western Canada. Most of the company's oil storage capacity is located at its Edmonton and Hardisty hubs, where it also operates numerous connecting pipelines and, with USD, runs a rail loading facility in Hardisty for the shipment of crude oil, dilbit, now drubit, by rail car. Gibson also has oil storage and a connecting pipeline in Wink, Texas, the heart of the Permian's Delaware Basin. USD, as we said, is a wholly owned affiliate of U.S. Development Group, a developer of energy infrastructure and multimodal logistics terminals across North America. The parent company's assets consist primarily of rail, truck, and marine loading facilities for crude oil and related energy products. Pertinent to our discussion here is that it owns and operates a rail offloading terminal for crude oil in Port Arthur, Texas. To fully understand how the new DRU is helping with the diluent situation in Alberta, we have to consider the ratio of diluent to bitumen in each barrel of dilbit or railbit. Generally speaking, dilbit is a 70-30 blend of bitumen and diluent by volume, while railbit is about 83% bitumen and 17% diluent. The percentages can vary somewhat depending on the viscosities of both the bitumen and diluent in question. Through a proprietary process used by Gibson USD, just 5% of the total volume in a drubit barrel is made up of diluent. if we assume that the 50,000 barrels per day of Dilbit pipe down to Hardisty from the oil sands each day, provided, as we said, by ConocoPhillips, contains 15,000 barrels of diluent, 30% of 50,000 barrels, and that the 50,000 barrels of Drubit put on insulated rail cars to the Gulf Coast at the new Hardisty DRU will have only 2.5 thousand barrels of diluent, 5% of 50,000 barrels. This computes to 12.5 thousand barrels per day of diluent that will be recovered by the DRU and piped back to the oil sands, 15,000 barrels per day minus 2.5 thousand barrels per day. Admittedly, 12.5 thousand barrels per day of recovered recycled diluent makes up only a small part of Alberta's current 800,000 barrels per day diluent market, but every little bit is welcome, given that production of bitumen is at or near record levels. Once the Drubit is loaded into insulated rail cars at Hardisty, it is transported to USD's Port Arthur Terminal on the Gulf Coast. Canadian Pacific, or CP, Railway Limited provides the backbone of the rail network utilizing both its Canadian and U.S. rail lines, which were recently expanded through CP's mid-December merger with Kansas City Southern, or KCS, Railway. From the Port Arthur Terminal, the Drubit is re-blended with locally sourced diluent and shipped by pipeline to refiners in the Port Arthur and Beaumont, Texas, region, placed onto barges for transport to other refineries, or, demand warrants, it can be placed on tankers for direct overseas export. Gibson and USD also highlight that, because of its much lower levels of diluent, Drubit is categorized as a non-hazardous material by both Transport Canada and the U.S. Department of Transportation, allowing for more efficient and lower-cost transportation by rail. This categorization comes from the significantly higher flash point, the temperature at which a substance will evaporate to form a combustible gas and potentially ignite, for Drubit than for conventional crude oil or railbit and, therefore, the increased safety of Drubit in the event of a derailment. In contrast, railbit, with its higher concentration of diluent, has a considerably lower flash point, resulting in its designation as a hazardous material. Moreover, with each rail car hauling more bitumen by volume than for a typical carload of railbit, shipping costs per barrel of bitumen can be lower than railbit deliveries. The railed cost of shipping Drubit from Hardisty to the Gulf Coast is touted by Gibson/USD as being in the range of $16 per barrel, after including terminal and processing costs for blending at USD's Port Arthur Terminal. They claim this gives Drubit a $2 to $3 per barrel advantage over pipeline costs for Dilbit into the Gulf Coast. We can't verify all this, of course, but would think that the parties, ConocoPhillips, Gibson USD, and CP, have worked through their numbers to ensure that the Drubit by rail approach is at least cost competitive with Dilbit by pipeline in most or even all situations. The proof will be in the pudding. Despite the December announcement on the start of commercial operations, the DRU in Hardisty appears to have been up and running early in the third quarter of last year. In its third quarter earnings release in early October, CP Rail indicated that it had ramped up to 15 unit trains per month during the quarter, which, assuming about 100,000 barrels per unit train, translates to roughly 50,000 barrels per day of Drubit being moved by rail to the Gulf Coast. This appears to be consistent with the DRU operating at or above its nameplate inlet capacity of 50,000 barrels per day of Dilbit as indicated by Gibson in its December announcement of achieving full commercial operations. With ConocoPhillips and CP Rail having long-term agreements in place with Gibson/USD, the successful operation of the DRU appears to have created another avenue for diluent retention in Alberta and the railing of more concentrated bitumen exports to the U.S. with the Gibson/USD partnership shopping around for incremental 50,000 barrels per day expansion opportunities for its DRU in Hardisty. This avenue may expand if the partnership is successful in locking in more customers. The railing of Canadian crude into the Gulf Coast is not a new phenomenon, and had been running at 50 to 100,000 barrels per day from 2014 to 2018, but ramped up to as high as 230,000 barrels per day by the start of 2020. When full pipelines and attractive light-heavy oil price spreads made the railing of Alberta crude to the Gulf Coast even more economic. From those lofty levels in early 2020, the bottom fell out when COVID hit global oil markets, with the resulting price plunge and pullback in oil sands production sending railed exports to as low as 25,000 barrels per day in a matter of months. Since then, there has been some recovery to 50 to 125,000 barrels per day. With as much as 50,000 barrels per day of Drubit reaching the Gulf Coast in the past few months, according to CP and Gibson, it would appear that this constitutes the bulk of railed imports into the Gulf Coast in recent months, based on Energy Information Administration, or EIA, data to October 2021. As we said, long-term agreements appear to have locked in about 50,000 barrels per day of Drubit shipments to the Gulf Coast, meaning that 50,000 barrels per day of bitumen is not occupying space on export pipelines from Alberta at a time when bitumen production has ramped up to record levels. With the recent completion of Enbridge's Line 3 replacement project and its incremental 370,000 barrels per day of pipeline export capacity to the Midwest from Alberta, Canada currently has excess export pipeline capacity relative to its total crude exports. This has helped to recently narrow the price spread between the heavy oil benchmark Western Canadian Select, or WCS, and West Texas Intermediate, or WTI, after a short-term widening in October and part of November due to short-lived export refinery demand imbalances. One more thing, a number of pipelines transporting crude oil south from Alberta to the U.S., including Enbridge's Mainline system and TC Energy's Keystone Pipeline, can access the crude hub in Patoka, Illinois. With the recent startup of the reverse Capline pipeline from Patoka to St. James, Louisiana, instead of the opposite direction, Alberta crude can now be piped to Louisiana. The newly increased ability to transport Alberta heavy crude to the Gulf Coast may prove timely. Just a couple of weeks ago, Mexico's Petróleos Mexicanos, or Pemex, said it plans to slash its exports of Maya heavy oil to the U.S. and other countries this year and eliminate them entirely in 2023 so those volumes can be available to Pemex's own refineries. See Maya Mia. If that happens, and we're not sure it will, many of those Maya barrels now being shipped to the Gulf Coast could be replaced by WCS and other heavy crude from Western Canada with similar physical characteristics. In fact, exports of Canadian crude to the Gulf Coast have been rising for the past several years, and matched or exceeded Mexican exports to the same region in several months of 2020-21. I'm Your Captain Closer to Home was written by Mark Farner, and appears as the closing song on side 2 of Grand Funk Railroad's third studio album, Closer to Home. Released as a single in July 1970, the song went to number 22 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. An interesting point, the album cut of the song ran at 10:09, so the single was edited down to 5:31. After all of the progressive FM radio stations at the time started giving heavy airplay to the longer album version, the top 40 AM stations followed suit. The song was very popular with U.S. troops serving in the Vietnam War at the time. Personnel on the record were Mark Farner on lead vocals and guitar, Don Brewer on backing vocals and drums, Mel Schaar on bass, and Tommy Baker and the Cleveland Orchestra on orchestrations. Closer to Home was recorded during March 1970 at Cleveland Recording Company in Cleveland, Ohio. Produced by Grand Funk Railroad's manager, Terry Knight, the album was released in June 1970. It went to number 6 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart, and has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America. Two singles were released from the LP. Grand Funk Railroad, also referred to as Grand Funk, is an American hard rock band formed in Flint, Michigan, in 1969 by Mark Farner, Don Brewer, and Mel Schaar. The group has released 13 studio albums, 4 live albums, 8 compilation albums, and 26 singles. 10 members have passed through the ranks of the band since its inception. Original members Don Brewer and Mel Schaar, along with Max Carl, Bruce Kulick, and Tim Cashin, still tour as Grand Funk Railroad.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.